Salafar is Ein lo yelus karvei. It is meikar hadin before the takon is that all you have a right to go to get back is only the schar to pay for the work that you did. Rashi says schar kli is schar pula, just for the work you did, but you do not even get paid back for the worth of your wine. But v'yamam al atzil l'shelacho v'yata noisin li dimei shali chayiv liten loy. But let's say the person speaks sakhlili and says, listen, I'll save you honey. In other words, I'll throw out my wine, but only if you're going to pay me back for the value of my wine. Then, of course, the person has to pay him for the value of his wine. What's going to be shotaf nochal chamoro v'chamor chaveru shaloi? They're like, the river took away your donkey and your friend's donkey. And they're both like drowning. And you can only save one of them. Now, shaloi, your for money, yours is only worth $100. V'shachaveru masayim, and your friend's is worth $200. So therefore, what did you do? V'niach zeh shaloi, you left yours drowned. V'itzel le'shachaveru, you went to save your friends, to save the $200 one. So again, if you didn't make up any conditions here, same le'yelus charei, the person only has to pay you for a workman, that's all. But he does not have to pay you the $100 that you lost your chamor. But v'yemomalot, if you speak out and say clearly, aniyata le'shalachol, listen, I'll save yours. V'yata noisim le'yeshali, if you save, pay me back how much mine is worth. And Echlami, then the locher is chayiv litanloi. Then he has to pay you the $100, the worth of your chamor. So Mora says now, v'yamai lei malei. All right, let's turn over. Yes, again, so Gemara is like this. The Yamai, why do we say in the Reisha the Mishnah, in the case of the barrel of wine, in the case of the barrel of honey, that when you spill out your wine, you do not receive your money back, and the honey goes back to the owner of the honey, the Yamai. Lemele, why can't the person that owned the wine, and now he saved the honey, why can't he say, Mefkere Kozachina, like the whole honey should belong to me right now. Because since your barrel broke and the honey was dripping out, it was all going li'ibut. It was like hefka. So when I saved it, now I saved it for myself. So it should be like it should all belong to me. Mila tanya, didn't we learn? Somebody was holding a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil. And he saw that they were breaking. And in other words, it's all going to go out li'ibut. It's going to start to spill and be lost. So lo yoma, the person has no right to say now, hareze truma maisra perish reshke b'terbesi, that this wine or this oil now should be truma for the fruits, for the perish I have in my house. And the imam, if he did say it, lo yoma klum, he didn't say anything. Why? Why is it no good? Because since this wine now is herlich lib, but it's like hefka, it's like you don't own it. So therefore you can't make truma out of it. So you see something that's herlich lib, but something that's going to be lost, we don't consider it to be like yours, it's considered like it's lost already. Say also in the Mishnah, the honey should be considered like it's lost, and when you save it, it should become yours. So our answer is, our Mishnah is talking about like the Yomer Reb Yimya Kishokel Beis Habad Korachaleh, when there's something wrapped around the barrel, like we'll see later on. Hizachinam here also Kishikel Beis Habad Korachaleh, there's something wrapped around this barrel of honey. So Rashi says, Tadufshna Korachaleh Chav Yishaldvash Kishur Biegel, for La Yishpech HaKol, it's not going to all be spilled out. It's not talking about the honey was cracked, the barrel, that it would have went libud. Eliminatev mat mat, it was only dripping a little bit at a time. And therefore, Veleke Hefker. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, that the honey really wouldn't have been all spilled out so fast. So of course, it's not considered Hefker here, and therefore the owner of the wine does not have a right to get back his money. He like only gets back for the work that he did, and he lost out his wine. The one that has the honey, like the owner of the honey, still keeps his honey and does not have to pay more than just a workman. Is it true that when you say, if you say truma, that it's not chal at all truma? But Tanya would not like this. Misha bo'baderech, someone is going on the road. Or mayus biyodi, and he has money in his hands. V'yonas kinegdoi, and someone's coming away now to force to take the money away from him. So lo yomer should not say, ha're perish yeshli b'teich v'esi mechulolam ha'moyes halolu. Listen, the mice sheni that I have back at home, let those pears be mechulu now on the money that's right now, that I have right now here. Because since this money is going to be herlich libut, like there's an onus, there's somebody here taking away the money from you, so you're not supposed to do that. You shouldn't make the pears of mice sheni mechulu on this money, since like you know you're not going to be able to take this money to Yerushalayim. The imam, but if you did say it, the of kayamim. So you see, even though something is herlich libut, it's still considered it belongs to you right now. And therefore, the mice sheni is chal. So why did we say before the truma is not chal? So Gemara says, we're talking about here, true, somebody's trying to take away your money, but it's possible to save it. You could save it, so therefore the money is still called in your reshus, therefore we say the Maisa Sheni is chal. Maria Sakashi, Bishiyachal Atzel, we're talking about now that you could save your money, so it's not called lost at all. So even Lechatchila, Amaylai, how come we say Lechatchila, you can't be mafresh your Maisa Sheni of this money, why not? It should be considered like it's your money. So Maria says, the Torah says you can only save it at Deyat Chak. So therefore, lechatchila you shouldn't say this. But I call upon him the Yevid, though, if you do it, then it's good. So therefore, it's no kashan before. When the truma, the barrel of wine is broken, that's all going to be spilled out now, that's called Herlich Libud, you can't save it. So the attack is like Hefker, you can't make it into truma. But over here by this money, since it's possible, they have chak, very hardly, you will be able to save it, therefore we do not consider it like it's hefker, it still belongs to you, that's why with the evidence, if you're poedi, you might say sheni on it, to much sheni is chal. Now the Gemara Sakasha, v'chol heichod yikah hef seido, lechetchilo lo yoymar, anytime there's a hefster, there's a truda, lechetchilo, you should not say it. Another Vatani, we learn like this, harei shoho yoloi ese chov yesho tevel, tomei. If somebody has 10 barrels of tevel, that's already tomei. He was not mafra to truma some ISIS from it yet, it's tevel, but it became tomei. For ro achas mehen shenish tabro, and he saw one of us breaking, oi shenis galso, or else one of them became uncovered, is oimu, he has the right to say, harehi truma smaiser, al tisha chavruseo, that this should be the truma smaiser on the other 9/10. But over
it's like Rashi says, here it's smut even lechatchila. Because we're talking about right now is Maisa Rishon Asutfa L'Trumas Maisa. Now Trumas Maisa here, that's Tomei, for a Kohen to use it, he can't use it. Because since it's Tomei, he can't use it. What is it I meant for this wine now? Lezilof, standing in a sprinkler, like it's Mutab Hano. Like we'll see later on in the Gemara, we're talking about new wine, that's not so fit even for Zilof, for sprinkling to make it smell nice. Therefore it's called the Hefsed Mu'it. So where it's only a small loss to the Kohen, then you are allowed even L'Chatchila, to make it a truma, trumas maisa. This is the kasha. Just like before, by shas hadchak, was only called the hefsed muet. There we said lechatchila you can't do it, and here we see where it's a hefsed muet, where it's only a little loss. You are allowed to lechatchila. What about the right? Then the price says with shemen, but let's say it's oil. Then loyasa kain, then you can't do it. If my hefsed kain, because here it's going to be like a hefsed meruba for a kain, because shemen could be used for burning purposes. So even though the shemen of truma is tamei, so what? Still it's chazir lahadlik, to use it for burning purposes. Therefore be a big hefset for the kohen, therefore you should not make this into be truma samaisis. So koponim, you see here with a little hefset, it's mut l'chitchila. So this the Gemara says, Amr b'yirmiyo, m'kir sha'okal beisa bad korachalei. Again, we're talking about this very small hefset here. It's not called the pseid at all, because here the barrel is not really broken. It's only exceeded, like a little bit is dripping out. So therefore, it's a very, very small loss. But Shenkin, before we could only save it at the Adchak, that's called a bigger loss. There it's also Lechatilo. So more explains now. Bishleimer Shenishbro, Bishleimer, if the barrel breaks, Chazia, you could use it, like we're saying right now. You could still use it, it's only dripping out a little bit, you could still save it. And you could use the Truma Tameh, the rest of it, either Lezilof, or else the shemen you could use for burning purposes, you could use it. Elo nizgalso, but in one of the cases before was, where the barrel became uncovered. You mean you left it overnight uncovered? If so, lomai chazia, what could it be used for? Like Rashi says, afilo katoni, oimar rehu truma. As is the kasha, alma we see, lefsed mu'ut lechosher, we're not choshed for hefsed mu'ut. Because here lechura, since there's an issa of gilui on it, you can't use it right now. V'chi teme, maybe you tell me, no, chazia lezilof. Still, you could use it lezilof. You could still use it to sprinkle on the floor to make it smell good. For the Gemara Nova, Tanya, we learned like this. Ma yim shenis galu. If you have water that was left overnight uncovered. So again, we have a chash that maybe a snake came and drank from it, and he left some poison inside it. So therefore, the locher is, hareze lo yishofcham rishus rabim. You're not supposed to spill this into rishus rabim. Because maybe people walk on it or use this water and it has poison on it. Maybe they'll have a cut on their foot and the poison will go into it. Or else, lo yigbo bem esatit. Also, you can't make cement with it. or else, or some of the Girsa Rashi has Lo Yashka Behem Behem Toi, also Mishum Shkonas Afoshes. For Lo Yarbitz Behem Esabayis, you're not allowed to sprinkle it on your floors in your house. For Lo Yashka Behem Es Behem Toi, you can't give it to Behem Es Teet. For Lo Yashka Behem Es Chaderoi. So, Luchuri, you see what? It's not Chosif anything. So Luchuri, it's a big Hesed Merubah here. So, if so, how come the Kachili, you're allowed to do it? So, Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Bimisanenes, Krebinechemio. That is talking about where it had a sieve. Part of it was Mesanenis. Rashi says it means Kli Agavi Kli. V'noisem Hashemar B'toich Elyoin V'uke Kavur V'yayim Mestanem Yelov. It's like one Kli on top of another Kli, and the bottom was like a sifta that it sifts down into the bottom one by itself. In such a case, according to Nechemya, there's no Isigilui. The Tanya will learn like this. Mesanenis. In the case we have these two Kli one on top of another, Yeshba Mishum Gilui. Tanakama holds you have to cover the top part of the Kli. If the top part of the Kli was uncovered, then there's an Issa Gilui over here. The Rashi says, Sorek Lechastas Elyon, Kadesh Lo Yishteh Boi Nochash, in order that the snake should not drink from it. V'yafal Pi Shayayin Mistanein V'hoilech, even though the water, like the wine, purifies itself from the bottom, it goes down into the strainer. Chashin and Shem Liyavar Eris, Yem Hayayin, we're afraid that the poison that went into the wine will go down into the strainer also. And therefore the bottom part is also. That's what the Tanakhama holds. However, Omar Rabbi Nechemya says, Amosai, when is this true? Bizman Shatachtoin Amagulo, if even the bottom one is also uncovered, then true, then the poison will go straight through. Avu Bizman Shatachtoin Amachusa, but if the bottom one is covered up, then Afalpi Shayayin Amagul, even though the top one is uncovered, Ain Bamishum Gilui. I tell there's no Vista Gilui. The fish Eris, Ashel Nochish, Doimel is Svug, because the poison of the Nochish is like a Svug. Like a sponge, that it stays on top, floats on top, and it does not go down through the strainer. So therefore, what's on the bottom part is mutter. So that's what we're talking about over here. You left the top part open, but not the bottom part. So therefore, the bottom part is still usable. Therefore, it's not called a hefset. So Mara says, though, but lav itmar Allah, didn't we learn upon this? But Omer Rabbi Simon, Omer Meshuv and Levi, Loi Shon, when was this learned? Elish Loi Torku. If nobody mixed it up, like Rashi says, Pish Loi Irvu Odom. Then we say it's Muta the bottom part of it. Avo Torku also, but if a person came and mixed it up, then Lamaisa it's also. So the Mora says, no, Hosam Nami Efshe de Monach Midi Apume de Chavito, de Shofule. That means that you could put something on the mouth of the Kli and spill it out very gently. The kids, you don't have to mix up the bottom part. So therefore, according to Nechem, it's this lashon of that Hosanami Efshe de Monach Midi Apume de Chaviti, it could be you put a cloth on the top of the Chavis, to Shofile, that you moved it out very gently. So therefore, it could be that you didn't mix it up. Therefore, according to Nechem, even though it was Nesgala here, it would still be usable. So therefore, it's not called a Hefsid, that's why the Chetchil is not to take off the Trumas. Trumas Maisa, one for the other. Now the Gemara's kasha though, from Nechemya mitame atamei mitarminon, is the truth that you take off Trumas Maisa from one barrel of tuma. For the other barrels, is it true? The Yotani learned like this: Tormin min hatamei ala tamei, or min hator ala tor, or min hator ala tamei. That you ought to take off truma from something that's tamei for tevel that's tamei. And something that's tor for tevel that's tor, and something that's tor even for tevel that's tor tamei, avoloi minat tamei ala tor. But the opposite way, no. If you have tevel that's tor, so that would have been edible for the kohen. You can't take off truma for something that's tamei. However, Rabbi Nechemya says, af minat tamei ala tamei loy hetiru litrim ela b'shel demai. Even from tamei at tamei yosi should not take off. It's also not kedai. So, that's the kashya. If you want to tell me that before, we're going according to Rav Nechemya, he holds you can't take off tumah and tumah. Only by demah, like Rashi says, El b'shel demah hekilu, mishum deroi v'amoritz, maistvenei nekvam nesaser, therefore it's muta. But otherwise, on tumah, you can't take off. So, Moritz, I'll tell you, Yenechnami, hochinami b'shel demah, here also we're talking about that these barrels wasn't real tevel, but it was demah, it was something you bought for Namoritz. So it was a suffix that has to take off Truma Samaisa Sanat. Therefore, you can take off Minatome Elatome. Now, what did we say before? Uvishemen lo yasekein. But if what was in the barrels was shemen, then you should not do it. In the case where it was broken. Because now you're losing out for the kain. So why? Because even though it's tameh, but it could be used for burning purposes, so it's a big loss for the kain, the fact that the kli broke, or the fact that it was nizgalo, therefore don't do it. For the more maishin or shemen, the rear lahadlik, why do you say shemen is called a big loss? Because shemen, even though it's tummy, you could use for burning purposes, that's a big hano. So Gemara asks, yayin ami, royal is ilif, even wine also it's used. Wine could be used for sprinkling purposes. You could sprinkle the wine on the floor of the house to make it smell nice. Tichitema, maybe you tell me, is ilif lav milsi? No, it's a very cheap thing, it's not worth that much. It's not called that much hano, just use wine for zilif. So Gemara asks, no. I've all my Shmuel said, Mishum Rabichia. Shoisin milug bisela or mezalfin milug bishtayim, like you drink wine for a lug that costs only $1, but use it for wine it costs $2. Rashi says l'shtiyim yimsiyayim bezul lug bisela yikach. If you only want the wine for drinking purposes, buy cheap wine, even one you pay only $1 for. Avol zalap, if you want to use the wine for sprinkling purposes, then make sure you buy very good wine. See, because it's hano yisairi, Rashi says. So because you see, it's called a lot of enjoyment. So why do you tell me now that the wine that's tomei is not such a big loss for the kayin? Why not? They could have used it lezilof. So Gemara answers, Hochavamayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, this barrel of wine, bichodosh. It's a new barrel of wine. Like the wine is fresh. So therefore, it's not roi lezilof. So Gemara says, so what? But for roi liyashna, very good. Give this barrel of wine to the kohen right now, even though it's fresh wine right now, he can't use it now with zilif, but let him hold on to it. He'll hold on to it for a year or two, and then he'll use it with zilif. So Mor says, no, osibila lidei takola. That he can't do, since we're talking about right now, it's tamei, so since it's tamei, we don't want the kohen to hold on to it. He'll come with the takola, maybe come to drink from it. So therefore, we don't want him, if he can use it right now, good, but to hold on to it for a long time, that we don't want him to do. For the Gemara, is so shemen ami yosibil l'day takola. So shemen also, then why do you say you could use it for burning purposes? Like you don't burn it all in one shot, you want to save it. So how could you save this shemen? If the shemen is truma tameya, it should be yosim mishum takola. So Mora says, the monach b'kli mois. Atay, he puts it in a disgusting kli. So the kids of them were not afraid to come to use it for food, feeding purposes, since it's in a kli mois. So for the Gemara, if so, yayin ami. Monach label kli mois, if so, give the same mitzvah by wine. You should save this wine for the kohen. It's not good for zilof now, it's fresh wine. Let the kohen store it away in a miyas kli, in a bare kli, so he won't be afraid, he'll come to eat from it. Samura says, hastil zilof kaboyule, the kli mois ka monachle. In other words, if you want to use this kli zilof, so you want it to become old in good form. You want it to be chosh of a wine, you don't put it in a kli mois. They won't help you. So now to put it in a kli mois, it's not going to be good leziluf. So therefore, by wine, it's not called such a big loss for the kohen. So therefore, it's mutter to make a truma. Mashen came the shemen that he could use and store it away to save it to use for burning purposes. Therefore, that's called a big loss. Now the Gemara asks, Nadamor says, but the kol atzma tanohi, that I were afraid mishum takola, that maybe come to drink from the wine that's tummy, if you could store it away or not, that's a machlokes tanoim. The tani will learn like this, chovies shel yayin shel truma shen tamas. If you have a barrel of wine of truma, that became tummy. So they sham mayim.